From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Japan is bracing for a tsunami with waves up to 10 feet high. The Japanese government is ordering residents on its northern Pacific coast to evacuate to higher ground. The tsunami threat comes after a massive earthquake in Chile Saturday morning sent powerful waves across the Pacific. Officials in Hawaii spent the day preparing for the worst, but Gerard Fryer at the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center says incredibly, the tsunami alert for the state was called off.
We canceled because the waves had fallen below danger levels at all gauges.
There are no immediate reports of any serious damage around the Pacific Rim. In Chile, the magnitude 8.8 earthquake has caused at least 214 deaths and widespread devastation. The BBC's Daniel Schweimler says the hardest hit areas were near Chile's second largest city.
Rescue workers reaching the central city of Concepcion are finding streets blocked with debris, collapsed buildings and bridges, and thousands of people without homes. Some buildings are on fire, telephone and power lines in the region are still down, and the authorities say it will be some time before the full extent of the damage and the number of casualties are known. The capital, Santiago, and surrounding areas also suffered substantial damage. A large wave hit the remote Juan Fernandez Islands, killing at least five people, while several more are missing.
The BBC's Daniel Schweimler in Chile. As you heard, the quake was also felt in the capital, Santiago. Claire Stevens is an American living in the city. She says people in the area seemed more prepared to handle an earthquake than she was, but it didn't prevent a chaotic scene as more than 300 people tried to leave her apartment building.
And everyone was sort of running around trying to get outside at the same time. It was pretty hard since there were no lights and everyone was running into each other, but everyone got out.
Santiago's airport was closed and the capital's subway was shut down as well. Maria Chabarriga with World Vision says the real challenge facing Chilean authorities is reaching people in the sparsely populated southern part of the country. She says roads and bridges are damaged and many people still fear tsunamis.
We have only a main road. This was cut in several parts because the bridges collapsed, and also because we are very close to the ocean. We have the alert of tsunami, so the population was scared. They was running to the hills trying to find some safe place.
The U.S. Geological Survey says about 13 million people live in the area where shaking was strong to severe. President Obama says the U.S. is standing by to help victims of the Chile quake if he gets the call. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton plans to leave Sunday for a previously scheduled trip to the region. This is NPR News from Washington. The Chilean quake was many times stronger than the one that devastated Haiti last month, though it was deeper and caused far fewer lives. This weekend, rain pounded southwest Haiti, causing widespread flooding. Officials say at least eight people are dead. The World Health Organization reports the world's first tobacco control treaty is saving lives. WHO is celebrating the fifth anniversary of the landmark Framework Convention on Tobacco Control, which aims to reverse the leading preventable cause of death and disease. Lisa Schlein has more from Geneva.
WHO estimates tobacco use kills more than 5 million people a year, but WHO Director General Margaret Chan says progress in preventing premature deaths is being made. Since the treaty came into force, levels of tobacco use in many rich countries have dropped significantly.
These drops have led to the corresponding reductions in the incidence of heart disease, stroke, cancers, and many other diseases directly linked to tobacco use.
The convention calls for stronger tax and price measures and regulation of tobacco advertisements. WHO projects strong global enforcement and implementation of the treaty could save 200 million lives by the year 2050. For NPR News, I'm Lisa Schlein in Geneva.
There have been key wins for the U.S. and some disappointments for U.S. athletes in Vancouver, but Steve Holcomb drove with gold in mind. He navigated the U.S. to the gold medal in four-man bobsledding. It's the first win for the U.S. in that event since 1948. Holcomb and his sled mates achieved the win in USA 1, or Night Train. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News, Washington.